Chapter 7. From Rock to Disco. The 1970s were really great years for Queen. They were famous rock stars with millions of fans all over the world, and they were still writing huge hits. One of the lines in a hit single that Freddie wrote, "Don't Stop Me Now," is, "I'm having a good time," and it seemed that nothing could stop Queen. By the beginning of the 1980s, Freddie was rich and famous, and he could have everything he wanted. For a long time, he had wanted to buy a house in London, but he was often away on tour or busy recording. He and Mary Austin were not lovers anymore, but they were still very good friends. One day, Freddie called Mary from the USA and asked her to look for a house for him. She found a wonderful house near Kensington High Street called Garden Lodge. It was very large, with 8 bedrooms and a beautiful garden. When Freddie came to the UK and saw it for the first time, he loved it. He bought it immediately, although he also wanted to make some changes that would need a lot of work. In 1980, John Deacon wrote a song for Queen's 8th album, The Game. At that time, disco music was becoming very popular, so John wanted to write a song that people could dance to. The new song, Another One Bites the Dust, was very different from Queen's other songs because it sounded more like disco than rock music. It was released on the 22nd of August 1980, while Queen were on tour in the USA, and was a huge success. It reached number one in several different countries, including the USA, where it stayed at the top of the charts for 5 weeks and sold over 3 million records. This was the first time that Queen had reached number one in the US singles charts, and they were very happy, but still they wanted more. In the 2011 documentary Queen, Days of Our Lives, BBC, Roger Taylor said, "We didn't want just America, we wanted the whole world." But perhaps Freddie knew that Queen's success could not last forever. He said in an interview in 1985, also shown on Queen, Days of Our Lives, "The hardest thing is to stay at the top. Because when you go all the way up, the only place to go after that is down." But at that moment, Queen was still at the top, and it seemed that anything was possible for them. In the first part of 1981, they went on another tour to Japan, then did a tour of 7 concerts in Argentina and Brazil. This was a very exciting chance for Queen, because they had never played in South America before. Queen were so popular in Argentina and Brazil, they were asked to play in football stadiums there. The concerts in South America cost a lot of money, but they were a huge success. Freddie was very good at performing in big stadiums and could easily form a relationship with thousands of fans. After South America, Queen went back to Switzerland to do more recordings. By now, they had bought their own studio, Mountain Studios in Montreux. David Bowie lived near Montreux, so they recorded a song with him, Under Pressure, written by the band and Bowie, which reached number one in the UK singles charts. In September, Freddie paid for 100 of his friends to fly from London to his 35th birthday party at the Berkshire Place Hotel in New York. Then Queen went on a short tour of Venezuela and Mexico, but this tour was not a success. Some concerts were cancelled and the band lost a lot of money, so Freddie went back to New York. Every night after dinner, he went to the gay bars and clubs until the early hours of the morning and enjoyed himself. However, at about this time, people started talking about a strange and terrible new illness in the USA. Doctors did not understand exactly what this illness was, or how it was passed from one person to another, but it seemed to be especially dangerous for gay men. Many had already died, and most of those deaths had happened in New York City. The New York Times said that tens of thousands more gay men could be affected by the illness and not even realize for a long time that they had it. In December 1981, a UK magazine reported that a man had died in London from the same illness. The man was gay and had visited the USA many times. After this, many gay men in the UK started to become worried about the illness. In 1982, the illness reached Spain, France, and Switzerland, and on the 24th of September 1982, it was given the name of AIDS, Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. At the beginning of 1982, Queen went back to Munich to record their 10th album, Hot Space, at the Musicland Studios. However, this album had a very different sound from Queen's other albums. Their single, Another One Bites the Dust, which sounded like disco music, had been a huge success. So Freddie thought it was a good idea for Queen's next album to sound like disco music too. However, Roger and Brian were against this idea because they did not want Queen, which was a rock band, to change its sound to disco. They were angry with Freddie's assistant, Paul Prenter, because they thought he had encouraged Freddie to change Queen's sound. Paul was a radio DJ from Belfast who had first met Freddie in a bar in 1975 and became his assistant in 1977. Freddie often listened to Paul and followed his advice. The other members of the band did not like Paul very much and did not think he was a very good friend to Freddie. He encouraged Freddie to go to parties, and he never told Freddie to be more careful about his life. Paul was a very, very bad influence on Freddie, said Roger. He very much wanted our music to sound like music in a gay club, and I didn't. A few months later, in 1982, the band went on tour in the UK and Europe to promote Hot Space. However, this tour was not a success, because many of Queen's fans were surprised by the disco sound of the new album, and they did not like it. Although Hot Space reached number 4 in the UK album charts, it only reached number 22 in the USA. By now, Freddie had changed a lot and looked very different from the glam rock singer of the 1970s. He had very short hair and a black moustache, and he often appeared on stage wearing a t-shirt, a cap, and jeans. Later, in 1982, Queen went on tour to Canada, the USA, and Japan to promote Hot Space. They still had many fans in Japan, so the tour there went well. But in the USA, they were not as popular as they had been before. At the end of 1981, Queen had been one of the most famous bands in the world. But now, less than a year later, other bands and singers were doing better than Queen. Hot Space sold about 4 million records in the world. But Michael Jackson's new album, Thriller, sold over 65 million. Queen were also having problems because they were not happy with Elektra, their record company in the USA. They did not think Elektra had promoted Hot Space very well, so Freddie decided he would not work with them anymore. Also, after the tour in Japan, Freddie and the other members of Queen did not have the same good relationship as before because of what had happened with Hot Space and Paul Prenter's influence over Freddie. Freddie had often thought about making an album by himself, and he decided that now was the right time. So Queen's lawyer and manager, Jim Beach, organised a deal for Freddie with the US record company Capitol Records. But the other members of Queen were not happy about this deal, because Capitol paid Freddie more money for his album than other albums that Queen had made. Queen on tour in South America. Freddie with short hair and a moustache in 1982.